RadioInfluence.com.
Flavor, flavor, please tell your neighbors, Ian Beckles with flavor in your ear. Wake up, sports, music, and fashion, best of podcasting. What's going on now and what's soon to happen? Be sure to stick around, no fast forward or skipping. Dropping jewels, you don't want to miss them. Make sure you listen, Ian Beckles with the flavor in your ear. The voice of the people's here, it's here. That flavor.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Flavor. This is Ian Beckles, and this is Flavor in Your Ear. This is my podcast where we talk a little pop culture, a little bit of sports, and everything that's going on in our wonderful world that we live in. I'm going to start off with a little sports. The Masters is going on, and the Tiger Woods craze is continuing. Anytime Tiger Woods plays, it's a big deal. I used to play golf religiously two or three times a week. I've given the game up because I just suck out loud at it, so I don't want to play it anymore. I don't have enough time for it. But if Tiger doesn't play, I don't watch. If Tiger plays, I watch. I mean, that's what Tiger means to golf, and that's everybody out there. But Tiger Woods, you know, the perception of Tiger Woods as an athlete, to me, mirrors Tim Tebow. And this is why I say that. Tim Tebow gives people so much pleasure watching that he appears to be playing 10 times better than he really is. Tiger's just playing aight. He's not playing great. You know, I switch on the Masters and the announcer says, Tiger Woods is in 28th place. He didn't tell me who was in first place. He didn't tell me who was in 10th place. He told me Tiger Woods is tied for 28th at plus one. And this is Friday, so I think he's seven strokes behind, I believe. There's so much pleasure we get from Tiger Woods playing that we just think he's playing better. And we understand that when you come to Vegas and the odds, Tiger was actually the favored to win the Masters. He was favored to win the Masters, and he hasn't won a major in, I don't know how many, 8, 9 years. I don't know. It's a long, long time. That comes down to gambling. That's it. I mean, the gamblers love Tiger Woods. They love to bet for him. They love to bet against him. And that's why he's favored. Not because he's the best golfer in the world. That's not the case. But I'm definitely keeping an eye on it. It makes it interesting when Tiger Woods does play. The young man who dislocated his ankle, I don't know if you got a chance to see that. Last name is Finau, F-I-N-A-U. Got a hole in one when they do the Masters hole in one tournament beforehand. Jack Nicklaus's nephew got one as well, but this guy gets a hole in one. He's running down the middle of the fairway celebrating, and dislocates his ankle, and like it's to the side as he looks at it out of kilter, and he just pops it back in, which would be the first thing you would think of doing. It's not going to be a whole lot of fun, but he pops it in, and I'm saying there's no way he's playing tomorrow. Having dislocated all my fingers, I can't imagine how sore a dislocated ankle would be, and I don't know how you just dislocate your ankle that easily, personally. But I said on Wednesday, there's no way this guy plays, and he played yesterday, and he shot him 4 under. I mean, you got to walk about 7 miles around that course because you can't have a golf cart. So with a dislocated ankle, he walked 7 miles around that course and shot 4 under. So I got a lot of love for him, you know, as an athlete and as a competitor. So definitely going to keep my eye on him. Last year's defending champion Sergio Garcia had a very painful 13 on a par 5, put, I think, 4 or 5 balls in the water. So 8 over is something that you and I may do, but you don't see, you know, professionals doing that too often. Now, for you MMA fans out there, and I know there's a lot of them, and I happen to be one, I'm not a religious MMA, you know, viewer, but I enjoy the sport. I enjoy the competition. I will watch it. I won't pay for it, but when it's on television, I watch it a lot. Conor McGregor is the name. Not doesn't mean he's the best fighter right now, but he's definitely the biggest name in MMA, or one of them. Yesterday, him and his crew basically attacked a bus, threw chairs and bike racks at the bus and ended up bloodying somebody. Now, you know, Connor, you just finished making tens of millions of dollars in one fight. Get somebody else to throw a bike rack, okay? Don't do that yourself, please, in plain view of everybody. And he was charged with one felony, one count of felony, and three misdemeanors. I mean, nothing's going to happen. He has too much money for it to happen. But don't do that stupidness. You're making too much money. You have too much earning potential for you to be doing that kind of stupid crap as we go along, okay? So hopefully Connor learns from that. But by looking at him, I don't think he's much of a learner. Now, this year, I'm going to let you know, I'm not a soccer fan. And I never really have been a big soccer fan. I'm starting to respect the game a little bit more. World Cup is coming up in June, and I guess Team USA did not make it. Think of how many bars are going to lose money from us going and cheering on Team USA to lose. They lose every time. Okay, when Team USA is in it, there's so many false hopes that we're going to beat somebody worth a darn. I love it. Oh, this is a year. No, it's not. We're not good at soccer. Let's just say that. We are not good at soccer. And the fact that Team USA is not going to play in it is going to be hurting a lot of local bars out there. There'll still be a lot of, you know, Irish people and Italian people in there. But, you know, we love to cheer on our team. And they don't ever win anything, by the way. But we always have those false hopes, so we won't even have false hopes, unfortunately, this year. Now, I'm also a big boxing fan as well. Canelo Alvarez just pulled out of a fight. Canelo tested positive twice for steroid-type drugs in his system, and he blamed it on tainted meat. Now, I don't know how long drug testing has been around, but I don't remember any athlete getting popped for steroids and saying, damn it, you got me. You got me. I'm sorry. I was cheating. You got me. My bad. You know, what's the penalty? He tainted meat. It's amazing how many different excuses athletes have for taking illegal drugs. It's amazing. Somebody else did it. Tainted meat. My workouts were so hard. Okay. If you're an athlete and you're all ripped up a la Brian Cushing or Canelo Alvarez or Conor McGregor, whoever it may be, you're in that square circle, you're in a boxing ring, and you know it's all about endurance and strength, and you don't think these guys, we'll say cheating, but I don't think it's cheating because I think they're all doing it. Some are doing it better than others. There's certain things, you know, as far as sports goes, that you're crazy to do that without cheating, quote unquote, because I'm telling you, the other guy's doing something to gain an advantage. That happens every time, all the time. So let's keep our eye on Canelo Alvarez because he's one of the bigger names in boxing, and he's kind of hemming and hawing and tap dancing all over the place. So we'll see if that affects what's happening here in boxing. Now, everybody here is becoming hockey fans. You know, Tampa Bay area is. It's big on hockey now. It's to me, the Lightning are the most beloved professional team in all of Florida, no doubt. And you go back and you look at the Heat or you look at the Panthers or you look at the Magic. It doesn't matter. Anywhere in Florida, they have the most fan support. The Lightning do. And I never thought I would say that, but that's a fact. They've been playing a little up and down. They beat the Bruins the other day in playoffs around the corner. Don't know if they have what it takes to win a Stanley Cup, but, you know, they have a whole lot of firepower. Obviously, they need Steven Stamkos to be healthy. He was a scratch the other day with the undisclosed upper body injury. I'm not quite sure how much schooling you need as a doctor to diagnose an undisclosed upper body injury. It's amazing how different hockey is in football. Football, you have to be obviously very, very specific with your injury. And hockey, they just kind of tell you in the vicinity of where the injury is, and that's about it. Why, I'm not quite sure, because I don't think you can really target injuries, to be honest with you. So we definitely need Steven Stamkos back in the lineup, and they always make it interesting. It always comes down to goaltending, and we'll find out if we're equipped to get that done, that's for sure. Now, I don't know if we talked about it on this podcast. I have another podcast, In the Trenches, where I talk primarily football. And we were talking about this the other day about Vernon Hargraves and his Instagram post. Wasn't sent by him. It was sent by, well, nobody knows who sent it, but it was a made-up Instagram account, and it was him smoking weed and just blowing into this, you know, into the camera, and just not what you want to see your starting cornerback doing in the NFL. I personally don't. So I don't know what's going to happen with that Vernon Hargraves, but he sure put the Buccaneers in a funny predicament to where, you know, they gotta comment on it now, and they don't want to comment on it. That's just dumb stuff. So let's hope that some of these Buccaneer players grow up a little bit in the offseason, including our quarterback. I think everybody needs to grow up on that football team. Mike Evans needs a little bit of growing up. Gerald McCoy needs a little bit of growing up. We brought in some, you know, elder statesman type players that hopefully are going to bring in, you know, a good attitude and a mentality of one of winning, because it's time for us to start winning some damn games. It's getting kind of old, to be honest with you. Now, read up on somewhere, we have a big event that's coming up April 21st at Cheval Country Club. It's going to be Flavor of Tampa Bay Fest. And we're going to have a lot of local bands out there. If you guys like local bands, it's a free event. It's over there on the Country Club driving range. We're going to have Pitbull Toddler, Jason Beeler, Infinite Eights, a bunch of other bands, DJ Don Pablo, DJ Jake De La Cruz. I'm going to DJ a little bit out there. So if you're looking for something to do from noon to 10 p.m., we have the Flavor of Tampa Bay Fest that's going to be going on there at Cheval Country Club. So I hope you guys can all come and hang out with us. Our major sponsor is Trulieve, which is medical marijuana and legal, obviously. And I read a little study that in 2030, cannabis sales is looking to exceed the sale of soda pop. That's not that long away. It's really not. I can see it. You know, soda pop's pretty popular. But in 2030, when everybody realizes all them pills are just, you know, eating your stomach up, it's coming up, that's for sure. And expect the number is supposed to be $75 billion in sales. That's a big number. And there's still a lot of states fighting it. Why? I'm not sure. Actually, I am sure. It's the lobbyists, and they're still getting it done. The lobbyists are still out there getting it done. It's a shame. And until we pull over some of these, you know, politicians and don't allow them to take that lobbyist money, and that's not going to happen. You try to mess with a politician's lobbyist money, you're going to get shot in the face. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be the one, that's for sure. So, you know, medical marijuana, medical cannabis is something that's right up on us, whether you're for it or against it. It's to a point now where you don't have a whole lot of arguments left. There just really isn't. And it's going to be right next year before you know it. It's probably right next to you right now, whether you know it or not. Now, experts are also predicting a lot of storms this year. There's going to be 14 named storms. And from what we went through last year, which was a lot to do about nothing, and it just seems like a lot of people spent a lot of money getting prepared for not a goddamn thing, I think we have to come to the realization here in the Tampa Bay area that we're in a little pocket, and it's a good pocket, because the storm always seems to kind of dipsy-doo around us. Okay, let's not jinx ourselves now, because as soon as we start getting cocky, it's going to come right at us. So let's hope for the best, but there's supposed to be 14 named storms this year. So that's 14 stressful weeks here for us here in the Bay Area. But like I said, for the most part, it usually goes around us and misses us. So let's hope for the best. Now, here's a story that pissed me off this week. I don't get pissed off that much, but this story pissed me off. There was a young boy that was playing in the yard and got bitten by a pygmy rattler. You know, it's a little bitty rattlesnake that I guess, you know, pack a big punch. He only caught him with one fang, which was good. If he got two fangs in him, it would have been a lot uglier. Now, when the family takes this young man to, the emergency room, They find out, obviously, he needs the anti-venom, all right? So they need 18 vials of anti-venom, which sounds like a lot. I'm sure it is. But it's hard to get anti-venom. Everybody's seen how you get anti-venom. You got to grab the snake and get his mouth open and put its fangs into the little thing. That's hard, obviously. It's hard to catch these snakes. The anti-venom costs $11,000 a vial. So can you imagine bringing your little boy, he looked like he was 6-7 years old, and for all intents and purposes, he was dying of poison, or he's going to lose his foot or something. And they said he needs 18 vials of anti-venom. Oh, yeah, by the way, they're $11,000 a vial, and your insurance won't cover it. So now, the family just had their kid playing in the yard. Now, all of a sudden, they have $180,000 of doctor bills immediately. It won't be covered by insurance. Then they got to pull up a GoFundMe account. So our government that's spending billions of dollars on stupid shit can't figure out a way to get a kid anti-venom? I mean, those are the kind of things that I look at. I'm just saying, our world's a little bit off. It's off kilter. Because when you're taking people, hardworking Americans, and their kid gets bitten by a snake, then all of a sudden you got to get a GoFundMe account and beg other people for money to give to the government? Does that make any sense? When they're spending billions of dollars on flowers down the middle of Gandhi Boulevard and a lot of other crap. I mean, this to me, that kind of stuff doesn't make any damn sense to me at all. And when you're listening to the numbers that our government is bringing up, billion here, 25 billion here, trillion, those aren't real numbers, but $180,000 is a real number for everybody. I don't care what you do for a living, but $180,000 is a whole lot of damn money. So, I feel for that family, first of all. I hope it all works out, but I just think it speaks of our system and the flaws in our system. And for somebody that has to go beg people for money, is absolutely crazy. Now, I always say there's all the killers out there, most of them are male, and there hasn't been a lot of female serial killers. And that young lady, the YouTube shooter, and I don't like to bring up their name, screw them. I guess she was pissed off at YouTube, so she's going to go shoot up a building. If you get a chance, go and watch some of her videos. They are hilarious. I'm not quite sure what she was trying to get accomplished, but if she thinks that she's talented, she is sadly mistaken. She very odd-looking young lady, first of all, and she just did a lot of odd things. And, I don't know what's happening in our world that people will get upset over a company and you got to go shoot up people who are innocent instead of going to talk to the CEO or doing something that's reasonable. I don't know if everybody's taking crazy pills out there, but it seems that way. Now then, when I'm seeing people snorting condoms, I don't think I quite understand it. You're snorting condoms for what exactly? Where were you? What was the situation where you first tried to do this? Were you trying to kill yourself? I mean, what's the best thing comes out of snorting a condom? I mean, what do you get out of it? From what it looks like on video, none of that looks like fun. I've seen people throwing up. I'm seeing people getting caught in their cavities. And that's stupid. We're doing things that can kill ourselves. It's hard enough to just live in this world without getting shot, and we're snorting condoms. This kid, Stephon Clark, took 20 rounds of bullets, six in the back. Six of them in the back. African-American kid. I guess they called up. There's somebody in the backyard, and he was doing some wrongdoing. He was in his grandmother's backyard. Had a cell phone in his hand, stepped towards the cops. After the cops said, hit the ground, he stepped towards the cops and caught 20 rounds, six in the back. And it's got to be, these cops have a comply or die mentality. And it's easy to say, well, look at the video. And I saw the video. I can understand why a cop would shoot him as he steps toward them. I can understand that. I really can. I'm not a cop. I don't know what it's like to be a cop. I know it's got to be tough when you're looking for maybe somebody with a gun and somebody steps to you with a cell phone. I get it. You know, you heard the shots ring, pow, pow, pow. Then the kid hit the ground. I don't see a reason why he should be shot 17 more times and 6 times in the back. That's a little excessive for me. And then think about if you are the parent or the mother or the brother or this related, or if it's a good friend of somebody that was shot 6 times in the back. Shot 6 times, I mean, getting shot once in the back is a lot. 6 times in the back is just not necessary. I hope everybody agrees with that. But everybody wants to explain why the cops did what they did. And I don't know if we can do that. But I do know that everything seems very, very excessive. And I do know that nothing's really changing. Nothing is changing at all. And Colin Kaepernick, way back when, knelt at a football game, much to his dismay. I'm sure he would take that back now. For things like this, and then we keep on talking about Colin Kaepernick and how he was against military and he's against cops. He never said that. He's just talking about inequalities and injustices, and this is still going on. Nothing's changing. Nobody's doing anything to change what's going on out there. They really aren't. I saw a show the other day. It was kind of a documentary. And they were showing this young lady in Riceville, Iowa. And everybody's thinking, well, who the hell knows anybody in Riceville, Iowa? Well, I do. I actually have been in Riceville, Iowa. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not sure I'm wrong. Now, I don't know if there was a lot of black people before or after me, because there's really no reason for them to be there. I was there with an offensive lineman that I played with at Waldorf Junior College. And Riceville, Iowa is a small town with like one light, you know. And there's just no reason to have a whole lot of black people there. There just isn't. And there was a teacher, Jane Elliott, and it was right after the MLK assassination, which was 50 years as of the Wednesday that just passed. And she had an idea, you know, after what MLK was preaching, equality, everybody playing together, everybody getting along together. She had her own study in her class. And listen to what she did. She judged kids by the color of their eyes. And it sounds crazy, but she took kids with brown eyes and treated them different than people with blue eyes and green eyes. And so people were getting discriminated against over something that they had absolutely no power over. Nobody has any power over what, you know, what color your eyes are, obviously. Funny thing, nobody has any power over what color your skin is either. So that's what people are doing. They're discriminating against people that have no power over their skin color. It's not like I'm choosing to be a Democrat or Republican. That's a choice. I didn't choose to be black. I don't think it's a bad choice, but, you know, you still getting judged over something you don't have any choice over. And I'm watching this and I was like, man, that is a genius study. I want to see how it turns out. You know how it turned out in Riceville, Iowa? She made the blue-eyed kids lesser, which means that the majority of the kids were blue-eyed in Riceville, Iowa, because of the big Scandinavian backing there. She was disowned by her own mother. Just by doing the study, by the way. She was disowned by her own mother. Her kids were beaten in the town. And she was called an N-word lover for doing this study in Riceville, Iowa. And she basically had to leave town. So why I'm bringing this up is I don't know if anything is changing. That was 50 years ago. And I'm not sure if that wouldn't happen today. I'm not positive, because we're so divided, and I'm going to say our president's not helping any of this at all. And I know anybody listening that you're a fan of Donald Trump, I just don't know how you can say he's a fan of unity, because that's crazy talk. But I don't think a whole lot has changed, to be honest with you. She got disowned by her mother and called an N-word lover for doing a study and basically making young kids with blue eyes lesser to teach these kids a lesson in Riceville, Iowa, who don't ever see any black people. I think it's genius. And she got exiled from her town. So, really, I'm not quite sure what has changed in this day and age. I know what has changed is we've become some whiny little bitches. That's what I think in the United States, unfortunately. This Laura Ingraham, I've watched Laura Ingraham before. I don't like her face. I don't like anything about her. But I'm on her side here with this whole David Hogg thing. She basically said he's whining that he didn't get accepted to a college. Then people made it such a big deal. And then this David Hogg came at her talking about, he's a kid from Parkland, by the way. He was their spokesperson. Let's go after their money. She's cyberbullying. What? Well, that makes you a cyber pussy. How about that? She's cyberbullying because she said you were whining? You can't even have an opinion anymore in our country. You can't have an opinion. And this Laura Ingraham basically had to take this whole week off. They said it was already scheduled. I don't believe that. But there was so much of a hullabaloo for all this stuff going on. Numerous sponsors pulled out. I mean, numerous. Big sponsors. And when you talk about Johnson & Johnson and Hulu and companies like that, you got to figure it's millions of dollars. I would not be shocked if Laura Ingraham loses her job. I won't be. It'll be disgusting, but I think she could end up losing her job, seriously. And people think that's good. You can't have an opinion anymore. You can't have an opinionated show and have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. Bill Maher has an opinion. Hannity has an opinion. Tucker Carlson has an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. And you had an opinion over a 19-year-old kid, and now all of a sudden that's the worst thing in the world to do? I don't think that's going in the right direction for me. I really don't. Now, believe it or not, there hasn't been a whole lot going on with Mr. Donald Trump, which there normally is throughout the week. He usually does something that's cockamamie or asinine. He really didn't do a whole lot of crazy stuff this week. He did come out and finally say that he didn't know anything about the monies with Stormy Daniels. Well, I mean, we all know that's a lie, right? So we're to believe that Donald Trump's Jewish lawyer paid $130,000 because he's his friend? That's what you believe? Okay. That's fine. That didn't happen, by the way. And Stormy Daniels is still doing her little magical mystery tour. She seems to be popping up everywhere. And Donald Trump just said, didn't know anything about the money. I hope they don't ever get him on the stand or anywhere where he can't lie, because that'd be the last thing Donald Trump does. After that, he'd be absolutely done. There'd be nothing else. He can't do it, because nobody could make Donald Trump say anything. He's definitely about as above the law as I've seen. Now, if you guys ever want to email me, you can email me ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. I got an email from Mr. Brad Solberger, and it was pretty much, so the Pulse nightclub shooter's wife was found not guilty. Now, it's hard to figure out whether somebody knew somebody's plot. And, you know, you got to figure this guy didn't want his wife to go down, so probably didn't tell her too much. She probably knew something was going down, but probably didn't know exactly what it was. So it's going to be really hard to bring her down. I hope everybody knows that. And I guess it just so happens that her father, the father was an FBI informant. Is that a coincidence? I can't answer that question. I really don't know. All I know is that guy obviously had a lot of hatred. And it seemed like a lot of it was self-loathing as well. I guess he frequented the Pulse nightclub, and there was a lot to it than just going in there and just hating homosexuals. And I think it was deeper than that. I think he had a lot of hate for himself as well. I'm just hoping that kind of stuff stops. I think I know better. I'm not sure it's going to stop anytime soon. But let's hope they're few and far between, because that was one of those ones that you're going to remember where you were when you saw that, and that was pretty disgusting. And to get that many people in that short of time, I really feel for those policemen and first responders that have to go in there and see that craziness and have to deal with all that stuff. So, like I said, hopefully that doesn't happen anytime soon, that's for sure. So I have, like I said, I told you I have two podcasts. My other one is In the Trenches, which we do on Monday. I'm going to have Chris Landry on with me, who's a very knowledgeable football mind. So you definitely want to tune into that. And this here Flavoring Year, it's fun because a lot of stuff happening throughout the week. I get a chance to talk on the Bowen 102.5 every morning from 5 to 6 with Slater, AM, by the way. And I also have a show on Saturday with Ray Lampe, which is called Flavor as well. And my show on the Bowen 102.5 on Sunday is 11 to 1 o'clock. So do me a favor and please tune into those as well. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. I appreciate you guys listening in. The numbers keep on climbing. I definitely appreciate you guys. Have a great week, and please be safe. Peace out.
To keep the conversation going, follow Ian on Twitter, at Ian Beckles, and check out DignitaryRadio.com to get the latest on where you can find him next. This has been Ian Beckles, Flavor in Your Ear on Radio Influence.
Put your flavor in your ear, the voice of the people's here, it's here. That flavor, flavor. Bringing that flavor, flavor.
This is a Fabulous Sports Big Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Oh, you know what's coming up? The Masters is coming. I'm not buying the Tiger Woods thing at all. Is anybody else buying this? I'm not buying it. I know he did well, blah, blah. He's not going to do good in this. You know, I'd be happy if he was gone after the second round, if you know the truth. By the way, the thing I hate more than anything else, and you will see it this time, they use it almost all the time, but you will hear it all day when they go to the 16th and the 17th. They will go up there, they'll go across, they'll clap on the putting green, or they'll go up and they'll hit right into the greens. But you always hear those lame-ass birds. They are not real birds. Please don't find yourself doing this. These are not real birds. It's none of that. It's totally bullshit, the whole thing of it. And I was like, somebody wrote to me and said, I'm listening to the birds. And I wrote back and I said, that's a big fake thing.
The Fabulous Sports Big can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and RadioInfluence.com.